God is up, degenerates. We're at week 15, recording number two. I'm joined tonight by my co-host, Mr. Ben Steffen. Ben, how you doing this week? Playoff week number one.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I did some math. I'm about 45% in the playoffs in the leagues I'm in. And with some rebuilds, that feels okay. Hyped for a lot of the matchups. Got a few buys. Pretty excited for that. And yeah, ready for the show. It's been a rough week of sick children. So I've had my one-year-old sick since about Sunday night. And missed about 3.5 days of work this week. So financially, I don't think I'm ever going to recover from this.
I wouldn't say you've been missing it, Bob.
Yeah, I haven't been missing it, but I've been missing the paycheck. So
Yeah,
hype for tonight.
Awesome. And you've brought a guest with you, one of the members of our Listener League 4, Mitch Lutz, gave us a hand on one of the judgments for his league. And when we get into the show a little bit later, he's going to get called out for some of his takes on players that made the playoffs. So, Mitch, how you doing tonight?
What's up, degenerates? I'm here tonight, ready to have a great time talking football with Steve and Ben, both of you guys. You know what? A couple of my takes. Hey, you think I got splaining to do? Maybe you have some splaining to do. All right? So we'll keep that in mind for later on. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So, Mitch, how are you doing with your leagues other than the Listener League, which you have been eliminated?
Yes. So, unfortunately, I went big or went home in that league and...
Very big.
I went medium and went home. So story of every typical weekend in my life, going medium and going home. Every other league though, I am on a bye week, including the league that Ben and I am a part of. I'm going against Gilf, basically a bye week. So get wrecked, buddy.
Yeah. When we get to the matchups, Ben would be hoping that Gilf would be a bye this week for him, but not so much.
No, it looks like he's going to smoke me, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see. The episode that I did yesterday with Monty, we got that out. That you guys should be able to listen to that. Hopefully you already have. And you got some good advice going into the Saturday games. So tonight we're going to cover the things that we didn't get to yesterday. So we'll start with the injury report.
The injury report.
All right. So first on the docket is Marcus Mariota lands on IR, getting knee surgery. Ben heard a funny rumor that is just a rumor that he left the team because he was mad about getting benched. Turns out it's not the case. But from what I've seen, Arthur Smith was planning to work Ritter in for some games this year anyways. And with Mariota getting his surgery, that's going to open the door for that. So what do you guys think about Ritter going forward this year and any of the fantasy assets now on the Falcons? Ben?
Yeah, first off, thanks for dragging the pre-chat conversation there. That's lovely. I'm hyped on Ritter. I think I'm very interested to see how it works out for the Falcons the rest of the way. That division is super tight, not for any good reasons, but the Falcons have pretty aces matchups the rest of the way with the Saints, Baltimore giving up a lot of points to quarterbacks, and then Arizona, who's not going to be able to score a lot of points, so their offense will be off the field a lot. I think his rushing upside could be kind of interesting. And with the quarterbacks going down and guys starting guys like Brock Purdy, I don't know. I'm starting him this week in the Listener League. Like, I'm putting him in over Derek Carr because Derek Carr has, I feel like, dragged me down to 7-7 instead of propped me up. The rest of my team I really like. Give me that rushing upside. Apologies to Marcus Mariota for what I said before the show. It appears you had a new baby, and congratulations on that. But yeah, give me the Desmond Ritter show. I'm excited to see what happens.
Mitch, what do you think of Ridder? And are there any fantasy assets left on the Falcons for the rest of this year?
Yeah, so let's start off and say congratulations, Marcus. Amazing that there's Marcus Jr. in the world. We're all happy for you, buddy. Ben, on the other hand, not happy for you. I think starting Ridder over Carr is a big mistake, buddy. And I think the degenerates should weigh in on this because there's no way Ridder gets over 15 points. Rushing upside, I'd love to watch him complete a pass.
Let's talk about Derek Carr and his 0.083 points last week. So,
yeah,
okay.
On a team that needs upside, like we'll get to his, he needs all the upside he can get this week. So I'm all for it. Plus, Carr's playing New England. And let me tell you, Bill Belichick is probably going to have that defense manhandle McDaniel's offense.
Listen, so. I'm going to say two words to you. Hunter Renfrow. Okay.
The guy that's on IR?
Yeah. He's going to cheer on the sidelines so loud for Derek Carr that he's going to be inspired. And he's just going to just have the game of his life. So no,
I could say two words for you for that game, but Josh Jacobs, but we'll get to that later when we have time.
We'll get to it.
What do you guys think about London? I mean, ultimately to me, he's the only startable fantasy asset that's been there since Patterson came back. The offense has taken a step back, and that was obvious. I mean, Algier was startable as a flex guy up until Patterson came back, and then the whole offense has just sucked. And that may just be because all the weapons are out and it's just Drake London and Tyler Algier. But can you confidently start London as a flex in the playoffs right now? Ben?
Tough week this week because he's probably going to get the Lattimore coverage. But yeah, like going forward, like I said, Baltimore is kind of hurting. And like the change at quarterback. If you kind of have to, like very similar situation to Ridder. Like if you got an injury, like you got a Debo out, you need to put him in there. Like you're not going to be, I don't think I'm going to be upset about it. Like that's a big name. It's a guy that can go off. He is an alpha wide receiver and he's going to be big in this league. Like why not now? Like it happens every year with guys like that. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's hard to say no, can't start this guy. Like, he's got the talent, he can do it, he's huge. They definitely can do it with a soft schedule of passing defenses down the rest of the way.
Too bad he didn't play the Panthers.
I mean, you get locked up against Horn, you don't want that. He shut him down earlier this year.
Yeah, no, you don't. Mitch, anything different?
No, you know what, honestly, real talk, I tend to agree. The one thing I will say is that London is boom or bust, right? So if you have a lineup where you have a couple of boom or bust guys in it, then you might be better off going for a floor guy who can get you 9-10 points kind of, you know, with a little bit of certainty. If you need that boom or bust, you know, Mike Williams Jr. type of deal, then it probably a good option for Drake London. Yeah.
All right. I'm also of the mindset that you don't start London this week unless you absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. See how the offense works with Ridder. Think that you should be able to start him next week, but if Ridder comes out and struggles, then you may want to try and find something else.
Yeah, that is the honest question. Ridder can get 10 points with his legs, but he might not throw a great pass all game.
Yeah, you may see the same situation we saw with Fields last year.
Exactly.
Where, because of bad offensive play or whatever. So we'll have to see. Next guy on the list, Russell Wilson. He's still in concussion protocol. He's out. Brent Rypien is getting the start. To me, that's pretty much, I mean, Sutton's out as well. I don't have him on my list, but he's out as well. So you got Jerry Jeudy. Kind of got to start him. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you probably got to start Latavius Murray. So after Marlon Mack kind of had a great game last week, are you thinking about flexing him if you need to because of the running backs that are out? Or are you just going to kind of roll out with Murray for the time being? Mitch?
I'm personally going in any other direction I can. in all honesty, even I own Judy in basically every single league that I have. Even with Judy, I'm trying to kind of potentially look a different way. The running backs, I don't see as being any better.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm not touching the running backs. I'll play Jerry Judy. I'm pretty sure, don't they have a pretty soft matchup this week?
I mean, they play Arizona.
Yeah, with no quarterback. Like, they'll be fine. And not a great passing D. Yeah, so they'll be on the field a lot. Maybe with short fields, I could see them getting some touchdowns. I mean, yeah. Russell Wilson out, he can just stay on your waiver wire. Yeah, I don't think it changes a whole lot with him there or not, with the way that offense has performed. So if you've been starting Jerry Judy, just keep going. You got to ride it at this point. You're in the playoffs. Yeah, you're in the playoffs with Judy. Keep riding. The running backs, I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been out on them all year, though, so that doesn't really change.
I'm still running Murray out there in a flex if I need to, because, you know, he's gotten me here. So if I have him, I probably have to start him. But
yeah, I got some toilet bowl leagues where he's on my roster for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I have I have some playoff teams that he's on the roster.
I have zero belief, personally.
Yeah, none. Yeah.
All right, so moving on, Kyler Murray towards ACL is out for the season.
Depressing.
What's his value next year? Because as late in the year that we're looking at now, I would anticipate probably week 8 being the earliest that we see him back, roughly.
You're looking at waivers next year in redraft, or like a late pick with a stash in on your IR, because it can be a while.
I'm more asking for dynasty for as far as him, because you're going to want to know what to do with him over the offseason.
Like, if you're a rebuild, especially like a super flex rebuild, and a guy needs a quarterback now, and you still, some leagues still have trades open, but an offseason move, I'd make a play for him with a team that is in the playoffs currently, is going to need a quarterback next year for their good team. Yeah, bye. Like, he's still going to be Kyler Murray when he comes back. It might take a minute. Like, Dak still came back, and that injury was way worse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bye. Like, the guy's young. He's a good fantasy quarterback. I don't think he's a fantastic NFL quarterback, but he's not going anywhere. He's got the big contract. Like, he's not – he'll be fine. Bye if you can. If you have him, probably hold. Like, you can't really – like, I'd have a hard time selling him. It brings me back to, like, that Fields-Murray conversation, I believe, that we had a few weeks ago. I'd still want probably Kyler Murray going forward.
Fair enough. Mitch?
I tend to agree. I just think in a different lens. So I think that instead of being a championship team, hoping that he comes back and performs, you know, the first week that he's back, I think actually if you're a rebuilding team, a young team that's looking, you know, maybe 2-3 years down the road that you can really compete for a championship, you're stockpiling picks right now. If you're in need of a quarterback, I mean, it is a good opportunity to buy from a championship team who is relying on Kyler. I mean, maybe you have a Kirk Cousins that you can swap out with a pick or something like that and get Kyler. Just because, you know, whoever it is in the need right now to win a championship. Meanwhile, you can wait, you know, a year or two for him to really come back, rehab, get settled, you know, play the rest of that half of the year off next year. And then, you know, the year after that, really dig in and be Kyler again. Because I do agree with Ben that he will be Kyler again. I just don't think it's going to be first week back.
No, I would also agree with that. I think, like I said, earliest I think he'll be back is probably mid-season next year. And it's going to take him a few weeks. You're probably not going to depend on him doing a whole lot fantasy-wise, you know, until maybe around playoff time. So,
well, and even then, to be honest with you, are the Cardinals in a position to go to the playoffs or make noise or anything like that? Probably not.
I don't mean the NFL playoffs. I mean the fantasy playoffs.
No, but I mean, it does have a dual effect, because if they're not in a position to win, then maybe they sit him.
No, they won't. When he's ready to come back, he'll be back. Yeah, they're going to need to get him on the field. So I would not expect him to be out any longer than he needs to be to heal.
I agree. I'm just saying that if you know, if it's week 8, or week 12, if they're not in the playoffs, they're not going to rush him back at all. They'll just wait till week 12 to bring him back.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on, Deebo Samuel is out for the fantasy season. Another guy that got you here. I don't think that there's any replacement for him on the 49ers roster. Do you guys have anybody you want to bring up
that's fantasy relevant? Christian McCaffrey becomes even more Christian McCaffrey.
Agreed.
All that done.
Yeah, and, yeah. And Kittle too, I would say.
That showed.
You saw it last night too, same thing. Yeah. CMC and Kittle, I would say, just get a boost. Ayuk, yeah. There's going to be a lot of tension on Ayuk as far as a cornerback perspective is, but yeah, I'm with Ben on this one.
Yeah. Speaking of Kittle, what's up, Gatto? You like that fucking 25 points, baby?
Yeah, I've been carrying him in the listener league for this moment. I'm in the playoffs
all year.
Start a 25-point lead going into the weekend game. So
feels good.
It does feel great. All right, so T. Higgins, he's got a hamstring injury. He's been limited in practice. I believe he plays.
Are you sure? Because he was supposed to play last week off the injury report and played like two snaps.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty cut and dry. You play him if he's in. Obviously, if it's not, you don't. And Jamar Chase is full go, so that's it.
I'm terrified. So,
Higgins practiced fully today. He's been limited all week. He did practice in full today. Boy's got the finger injury. He's been limited. So I do think that Higgins plays. I think they were a little bit more cautious with him last week, but they need him out there this week. So I do think he plays. I think he's got to back to his normal role, and I think you can start him with confidence. Obviously, if he gets ruled out before the game, nothing I can do about that, but going in as of right now, he should play.
Well, like last week, though, it was ruled out first game, like play of the game. Like he was off the injury report going into the game, and then the guy starting him in week 14 with all those bye week blues last week. Like, yep. I can't imagine how many people that absolutely fucked over that he wasn't out there. Me, like, luckily in the listener league, I had already clinched a playoff spot and it really didn't matter. But that zero plus Carr's egg, it fucked me big time.
Yeah. No, it did. And unfortunately, that's where we're at this season. Yeah. You know, he went out, tweaked that hamstring again, and they held him out to be cautious. So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen this week, but I don't know that you have an alternative. You know what I mean? You may, if you could find one, then you want to err on the side of caution, I can't blame you, but I think you got to run Higgins out there for this.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a spot, and I'll get your take on it with my roster when we get there. Yeah.
So like I said, Tyler Boyd's got a finger injury as well. He's limited. I expect a lot less out of him than I do out of Higgins. Tom Brady also has a finger injury. We expect him to play, although I don't know how relevant that's going to be given what Brady's been doing over the last few weeks. But if he's out there, you can start Godwin. You have to start Evans, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. Corey Davis is out. He's got a concussion, hasn't cleared the protocol. Treylon Burks, concussion, hasn't cleared the protocol. Kenny Pickett. Concussion, hasn't cleared the protocol, so Mitch Trubisky is starting. So you're probably going to want to go pick up a defense if it's still out there. Carolina's defense.
And yeah, you're not going to want to rely on George Pickens, who has been having a hell of a second half the season here. Not going to want to rely on somebody like that.
No, but it puts a damper on what you can expect out of Deontay Johnson and Pickens.
Yeah.
Similar to Elijah Moore too, because with him, with Corey Davis not playing, you might pivot and think that you can put Elijah Moore in there, but Zach Wilson is starting. So
no, he's not.
Yeah,
Mike White's starting.
Nope.
When did that change?
Today.
I saw that Zach was going to be the backup.
Nope, Mike White is not going to be medically cleared. Zach Wilson is going to play.
Are you fucking kidding
so
me?
So start no Jets. Except for the running backs.
Oh, that's gross.
It's going to suck.
Yeah. I missed that announcement. So
yeah. No, that's I wanted awesome. To get to that when we got to the Corey Davis thing.
You know what, though? Honestly, I don't know. Detroit, they don't have a great defense.
Yeah, but they don't throw the ball with Zach Wilson, and he does not throw to Elijah Moore. So that
right. one. No, Elijah Moore for sure not. I was sorry. I was thinking more of Zach Wilson, Garrett Wilson, but Elijah Moore, I wouldn't start, or even come close. No.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. Detroit has a decent enough defense that they can make Zach Wilson, you know, throw three picks.
Yeah.
And their offense has been hot. So it's going to be, you know, it should have been a shootout with, you know, against the Jets with Mike White. But now you have to start Wilson, but Elijah Moore definitely is a non-start, and I don't know what to do with the running backs at this point. I mean, you may have to start one of them, but that's gross.
Gross.
Yep.
It sucks. Let's see. Damian Pierce is out with an ankle injury. DJ Moore has an ankle injury as well, but he's questionable. But I don't know that matters. He's faded into fantasy irrelevance too, which is crazy because I figured with Darnold under center that Moore would be better, but he's not.
He's kind of one and one, isn't he? Like one decent game.
Yeah, he's got one decent game and one terrible game. So yeah,
I don't know. They got not too bad.
You just can't start him with any confidence at all.
No, most people with him aren't in the playoffs anyway. So my bad.
You'd be surprised, dude. How many people have been carrying him on their fucking rosters and still made it?
Yeah, me and a couple. But not now, because of, when not we get of to, him.
So when we get to the listener leagues, I think on a team in every league, I think. Or if not, it's very close. So I think he's in the other four leagues on the playoff on a playoff roster.
Yeah, he's on my playoff roster, I guess. Yeah.
So, all right. So, not starting him unless you're desperate. Last one we got, Tyler Lockett, fractured finger last night, and he is going to have surgery. He'll be out for the fantasy playoffs. They don't have a timeline on his return yet for the regular season playoffs, but he will not be there for us. So, take the points you got out of him last night, and hopefully it's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's all of the injuries. I hope. Hopefully there aren't any more.
I haven't seen any more.
All the major ones. I think we made our way through.
Yeah.
So I like that we snuck that Mike White one in on you. That's good.
No, you did, because I hadn't seen that. And I was going off of what I saw yesterday, so.
Let's roll on.
Definitely changes what I got to set my lineups tomorrow.
Yeah, not that this is – I don't think it's going to make it before the games, but
– it will. No, this will be out so tomorrow morning.
Double reminder. I'm pretty sure it happened yesterday, but double reminder, there are Saturday games.
Yep.
This week and next week. Do not forget.
Yeah. 3 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah. The Christmas ones are going to screw everybody because
– yep.
Yeah. Set that shit early. Don't leave any question marks in. Get it done.
Absolutely. So yeah, we mentioned it yesterday and again tonight. So just keep an eye on your Saturday lineups. So let's move on. We'll get to the listener league fantasy playoff teams. So we touched on it 2 weeks ago or last week. I guess we went over the scenarios for the teams that were looking to get in, and these are the teams that made it. So first matchup we have in League 5, League Cinco, we've got Jack Fage versus James Endike, Jendy. And the second matchup is going to be LJ Fagiano versus George Van Duzer. So Jack and Jendy are going up against each other. So Jack's got Josh Allen starting, Miles Sanders, Zeke. He had Metcalf in last night. He's got Godwin, Tyler Higbee, Drake London. He had Lockett in last night as well. And he's got the Chargers defense. On his bench, he's got Lamar Jackson, Chuba Hubbard, Mark Ingram, Tyler Boyd, Zach Ertz, and Al O. And Jendy's got Dak, DeAndre Swift. I almost said Charles Barkley.
Old Chuck.
Saquon Barkley, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, Greg Dulcich. He had Kenneth Walker go last night. He's got Zadavius Knight, and the Carolina defense. And then on his bench, he's got Samaje Perine, Damian Harris, Brandon Cooks, MVS, Darius Slayton, and Rondale Moore. So which team are you guys looking at to take this matchup? Ben?
So on paper, this looks like a very interesting matchup. I think also interesting seasons I think these two had, because Jack's team looks like I drafted that team and everyone has performed all year and this is where I'm at. And then James's team looks like he scrapped his way to some waiver wire claims that helped and snuck him into the playoffs. But they both have good records at 8-6. I personally lean towards Jack's team, honestly, on the strength of his quarterback over Dak. Like, I think Josh Allen puts up a ton on Miami this week.
In the snow?
I think he's going to run a lot.
Okay.
Like, I think he's going to rush for like 2 touchdowns rushing, probably pass for like 220, probably another one to Diggs. Like, he'll put up 30 because Miami is struggling right now. Sanders has a good game. Zeke has a good game. Like, not they're going to have a game. Like, they have good matchups. Mm-hmm. And then you got like Swift against the Jets D, which eats people. Barkley in a divisional game on Sunday night. I don't know. Like, I want to root for James's team because they got all my favorite underdogs on that team. But I think the powerhouse over there on Jack's team is going to take this one.
All right. So we have one for Jack. Mitch, how about you?
I'll side with Jack. I like a lot of things that Ben said. My whole thing, honestly, is just of trust, right? I don't trust Swift. I don't trust Dulcich, especially with Russ being out. Zonovan Knight, though, has been a revelation for the Jets. So, you know, Jenny's got a couple, you know, he's got a couple players that could go off, but overall, just doesn't look like it.
Yeah, right now, very close with the projections. They're a half a point apart in the projections. I'm going to be different. I'm going to take Jendy.
Woo!
Just because he's
that's who I'm rooting for.
You know, like you said, Ben, he's clawed his way up. When we did the midseason, he was right there on the cusp of being eliminated, and he was able to put some wins together and get into the 5 seed. So I will, I'll cheer for him one more week. Jendy, good luck. But you guys are probably going to be right with the matchups and stuff. I do think that Jack's probably going to pull it out, but I'm gonna take the underdog on this one. So we'll jump over to the other matchup in League 5. We got LJ Fagiano against George Van Duzer. LJ's got Jalen Hurts, Jamal Williams, Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Pat Freiermuth, Jalen Waddle, Tony Pollard, and the Cincinnati defense on his starting roster. On his bench, he's got Justin Fields, Josh Palmer, George Pickens, David Njoku, Evan Engram, and the Pats D. And George has Derek Carr, Ramondre Stevenson, Josh Jacobs, Deontay Johnson, Jacoby Myers, Mark Andrews, Leonard Fournette, Adam Thielen, and the Kansas City Chiefs defense. And then on his bench, he has Matt Stafford,
Daryl Henderson,
Damian Pierce, Cooper Kupp, Zay Jones, and Noah Fant. So,
yeah.
This one's over.
George, congrats on making the playoffs. Thanks for coming, buddy. We'll see you next year.
You know what, though? I'd like to make a comment about this. I noticed one thing about both these matchups is that Fagiano, you got Hurts, you got Fields, you got Palmer and Pickens on the bench. Start situations become tough. You know, you're obviously not going to start Fields over Hurts, but you look at Palmer, you look at Pickens, you know, you start to think about that. And also about trades, too. You got Fields on the bench. Same with Jack. You got Lamar on the bench.
Can't do nothing about it now.
No, trade deadline's over.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, why wasn't something done?
I mean,
they're too busy winning.
You got to get through bye weeks. That's the thing. You know, he's got good players, but he didn't have start to sit decisions that he had to get through during the bye weeks. Like, you know, Njoku was hurt, so you didn't have to worry about starting him over Freiermuth or Engram. Like, Pickens, you were going to put in when you needed to, but otherwise you're starting CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, and Jaylen Waddle. So while it's nice to have those guys on the bench, I don't see the same start-sit decisions that you do, because I think he's got the best lineup in, and I would sit it and forget it.
I think more what Mitch is leaning towards is, like, you can package some of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You have two top six quarterbacks. You have three top 10 tight ends.
Yeah, but at the trade deadline, Fields wasn't a top quarterback option. At the deadline, he was.
Performing.
Not really.
He's been out the last couple weeks, but at the deadline, he
would. No, it's not that he was out. He just wasn't performing.
At our trade deadline, week 12? Yeah, he was. He was up there. He's been up there a while. Hurts has been up 1-2 all year.
No, Hurts has been. I wouldn't have. You could have been looking at trade Hurts.
But yeah, Ben, you got me exactly. You got Fields, Palmer, Pickens, and Njoku on the bench. Like,
yeah, no, and like honestly, it's going to work out at this point for him anyway. His team looks kind of lock, stock, and loaded.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
Yeah, it looks like Georgie kind of he might have just let this fall to the wayside when Kupp went down, Stafford went down, Henderson got cut. I might have given up too.
Would have lost hope at that point.
Yeah, it leaves Carr as your quarterback. Like you're kind of scrambling. Then he's got some other guys that have been hurt in and out of the lineup with Myers. That's tough.
But like, Stevenson's not playing, right?
Yeah, he was in and out of the lineup. Like he's going to have a hard time even fielding the team this week against Fagiano. So I think he's got it locked down for sure.
Like, yep.
He needs a miracle on the other side. Which freaking happens, man. It does. Don't bury your head in the sand because of what we say, because you could definitely pull it off. Just something bad has to happen the other way.
He has to he's gonna have to put Fournette in for Stevenson because he's out. And Jacoby Myers, I don't think, is gonna play, so Zay Jones is gonna go there. So maybe that
closes it a little bit, but it's still not enough.
I don't think so. I think
you need one of those 40-point Jacobs weekends, and yep. Mark Andrews to go off, and yeah, you need a lot to happen really good.
Yeah. So all right, so that'll wrap up League 5. So we'll move on to League 4.
Nice.
And that brings us to the first matchup is going to be our very own Rockstar, who's slinked in at number 6. Against Gil 66, who's the number 3 seed. So, Ben, you've got Desmond Ridder, you already said, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Elijah Moore, Michael Pittman, TJ Hockenson, DJ Moore, Antonio Gibson, the Broncos defense on your bench, Derek Carr, Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham, Paris Campbell, T. Higgins, and Chase Claypool.
Yeah, so there's moves to be made.
And then
my lineup is set, but
yeah. And then on Gil's side, he's got Dak Prescott, Austin Eckler, Raheem Mostert, AJ Brown, Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, CeeDee Lamb, Terry McLaurin, and the Chiefs defense. And then his bench is Tua, Rex Burkhead, Damian Pierce, DJ Shark, Tyler Higbee, and the Titans defense.
Another strong quarterback on the bench. First of all, It's the only thing I'm noticing a trend. Good for the winning teams, though. I obviously picked the wrong thing. I like Ben's chances, even though I don't think his team stacks up.
I think I got a lot of good matchups for my players. Is what
agreed.
I think Henry's got an easy one. Ridder should have an easy one. Pittman's got an easy one. Sorry, Hawk's got an easy one. DJ, if he plays, the Pittsburgh defense has been shit. I'm probably obviously going to get Elijah out of there. I just need to know if T. Higgins is playing.
That's the big, exactly. That's the hinge for you.
Because I don't really want to play two indie wide receivers at the same time.
No, you definitely can't. And right.
So my other option is DJ goes up for Elijah Moore, and I put Hunt in, which I'm not excited about.
Which is probably more what I would do.
I agree.
Because at least he's been involved in the passing game.
Yeah, if Higgins plays, Higgins goes into my wide receiver slot. And but it's over.
If you're questionable about whether you start Higgins, I think you got to put Hunt in.
Oh, these Saturday games are going to ruin me. But yeah, no, I think I really like Gilf's roster where it ended the year. AJ Brown and Eckler have carried him pretty good. Lamb, too. Those three guys have been, because Eckler, I think, is the RB1. AJ Brown's up there. CD's up there. Tua has had some big games. So I think I'm up against it this week against the old man, and I hope I can squeak out a win because he'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. Mitch?
Yeah. Again, not much more than really. I agree with Ben on mostly on this one.
Are you on Team Rockstar or are you on Team Gilf?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I'm on Team Gilf, but I do think that Ben has a chance. That's all I'll say about that. I'm on Team Gilf, but don't rule Ben out on this one. It's not like a bye week.
I'm going to disagree. I think it is a bye week. So. it's just unfortunate with matchups and stuff like that and a couple of injuries that I don't know that you're going to be able to close the gap, Ben. So.
I just think that it all rests on T. Higgins is really what it comes down to. I think that if he plays and he puts up, I mean, Ben has a chance. I think if he doesn't play, there's zero chance at all. It's a bye week.
I mean, your 30 points difference in projections, T. Higgins isn't going to make that up. So I think it comes down to all of your players are going to need to overperform because he has several guys that are in good matchups as well. So, and I think he's going to win the quarterback matchup with Dak. So, I think Ben's in the playoffs. He made it, but I don't think that he's going to move past this week.
Hey, congrats, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Where are you?
Yeah, big mistakes were made, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's the view from the loser's lounge?
It's pretty good.
So,
pretty good, honestly. It got a good view. I was the first one here, so.
Right. So we'll move on to the second team, the second matchup in League 4, and that's going to be Chicho 09 against Bill Blazina. So Chicho's got Deshaun Watson, Kenneth Walker played last night, Jonathan Taylor, Brandon Ayuk played last night, Chris Godwin, Pat Freiermuth, Christian Watson, Travis Etienne, and the Cowboys defense. And then on his bench, he's got Tom Brady, Travis Homer, Ramondre Stevenson, Pierre Strong, Cortland Sutton, Treylon Burks. And on Bill's side, he's got Kirk Cousins, Nick Chubb, Devin Singletary, Darius Slayton, DK Metcalf played last night, Travis Kelce, Amari Cooper, Alan Lazard, and the Raiders defense. And then his bench is Kenyon Drake, Cam Akers, DeAndre Carter, Khalif Raymond, Zay Jones, and Isaiah McKenzie. So when Bill made the playoffs, he had a little bit to say because when we did the judgment for this league, we all had him in the fives. And at the time, his team deserved what we gave him in the fives. He, you know, has picked a couple of guys up on waivers, got rid of some trash, and traded Mahomes for Devin Singletary, because he needed a running back. When Akers got hurt, Penny got hurt, he needed somebody. So he went out, made a trade, picked up a couple guys on waivers, and has been able to put enough wins together to make the playoffs and turn a five-point team into, you know, a mid-six or low-sevens team. So good job with that. He did call you out, Mitch. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know what? I'm going to take a rare moment here. I'm going to say, Bill, you're right. I'm going to say, I own this one. I'm going to say that you are absolutely right. I'm looking at the players now. Alan Lazard, okay? Wide receiver 34, drafted in the eighth round by Bill. Amari Cooper, wide receiver 13, drafted in the sixth round by Bill. Travis Kelce, tight end one, it's not close. Y'all know this. We underestimated Travis Kelce, drafted in the first round by Bill. DK Metcalf, wide receiver 9, drafted in the 5th round by Bill. Devin Singletary, this man had the cojones to trade Patrick Mahomes 1-for-1 for Devin Singletary. Now first, North Beach Avery, drafted him 8th round. Devin Singletary, that is. And then traded him for Mahomes. So great job by him. But Bill, you really addressed the structure of your team, and you nailed that one. Nick Chubb, drafted 2nd round, 6th running back overall. And then Kirk Cousins, which allowed you to make that trade, is quarterback 11, and you drafted him in the 11th round.
Yeah, it's about picking up value during the draft. And he got a couple good picks at good times and was able to turn it around. So who do you have in this matchup between Bill and Chicho?
Bill.
Oh, you're not gonna go against him now?
No. Fucking let's ride Bill till the end.
Ben?
Sound is sexy.
Yeah, so looking at the rosters side by side, there's a couple things that stick out. Like, yes, Singletary had a great year, but I think JT is coming on. Walker and Chubb, I think Chubb obviously gets the W, but Walker still put up 11. Like, that's pretty good. The Ayuk 3 is going to hurt, but
it might not because Slayton might put up 3-2. So
yeah, so I think Chicho is going to massage his way to a W here.
We've got one and one. I do.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson with the massage envy. I'm going to take Bill. And I think it's going to be on the back of Travis Kelce, which is what's gotten him all the way here. Overall, I agree with most of what you said, Ben. I just think Kelsey's that difference maker that's going to give him the extra couple of points that he's going to need to pull it out. So, Bill, good luck. And I have a private message that Mitch and I were talking about off the air.
Suck it.
All right, so moving on, League 3. We've got Juice 22 and Casablanca in the first matchup, and Egg Dodd and Mark in the second matchup. So on Juice's roster, he's starting Derek Carr, Tony Pollard, Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Tyler Conklin, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, and the 49ers defense. On his bench, he's got Lamar, Jamal Williams, Devin Singletary, Christian Kirk, Dawson Knox, and the Bucks defense. And for Casablanca, he's got Tom Brady, Jeff Wilson, who is hurt, Derrick Henry, Garrett Wilson, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Devontae Parker, Travis Homer, who played last night, Bengals defense. So he's got Jared Goff on the bench, Antonio Gibson, Michael Pittman, Drake London, and Romeo Doubs. Who are you guys picking in this matchup, Ben?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not even looking at the projections because Casablanca does not have the lineup set at the moment. But the quarterback looks like a wash. Running back, I'm going to lean towards the Derrick Henry side. Wide receiver, I'm going to lean to the Diggs side with Juice. Tight end is already won by Casablanca with the 25 from Kittle. Now, this is where it's tricky because the rest of the lineup's not really set from here. But I like London in because Waddle's been trash for like 4 weeks. Obviously, that could change. Oh, it's tough. That 11 from the Niners could be the difference. I'm going to stick with Juice, I think, on this one. Just with Diggs, going to, I think, have a big week. Keenan Allen looks good again. The 11 from the Niners, and I think Godwin is the wide receiver with to have in Tampa at the moment, which can relegate Brady kind of useless on the other side. So yeah, I'm going to stick with Juice for the W on this one. The 5 seed is going to upset the 4 seed.
All right. So Mitch.
Yeah. For all things Ben said, I completely agree, especially the specific Godwin canceling out Brady type of deal. I think that's important. Yeah, totally agree. But I tell you what, he got what he needed with Kittle having the night that he did. So we'll see.
So Casablanca is going to swap out Samuel and Parker. Most likely he's going to put in Pittman and Gibson and probably London, because there's also a chance that Jeff Wilson doesn't play. So you're going to add 23 points to his projection. That's still going to put him about 20 points under, even with the Kittle game. But Derrick Henry could make that up.
So I see something else. Like, Gibson's going to go up, I think, into the Jeff Wilson spot, and you're going to get London and Pittman in.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but then I think you also move Brady out of there.
I would move Brady out of there for Goff 100%.
All day.
I mean, scoring-wise, it's – well, projection-wise, it's about the same. But scoring-wise, I think Goff's going to be in somewhat of a shootout and put up a decent amount of fantasy points. So if I'm going for upside, which is what he needs, then that's definitely what I'm doing. So I'm going to take Casablanca. I'm going to take the underdog on this one too, because I've played against him when he's hasn't had a shot, and somehow he is able to work some magic and continue on. So 2 against 1. All right, so we'll move on to the other matchup in League 3. We've got Egg Dodd against Mega Mark. So Egg Dodd's roster, he's got Kirk Cousins, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, Gerald Everett, DJ Moore, and Rashad White. And the Cowboys defense. On his bench, he's got Trevor Lawrence, Samaje Perine, James Robinson, Zay Jones, MVS, and Hayden Hurst. And on Mega Mark's side, he's got Deshaun Watson, Chris McCaffrey, Isaiah Pacheco, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, Evan Engram, James Conner, David Montgomery, and the Commanders defense. On his bench, he's got Justin Fields, Ramondre Stevenson, Jacoby Myers, Ben Skowronek, Cole Kmet, and the Titans defense. So, Mitch, who are you looking at in this matchup?
You know what? Honestly, Deshaun hasn't shown anything yet, and Cousins has been flying very high. Egg Dodd looks good in this one, honestly.
Ben?
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I don't think Jacobs is going to put up what McCaffrey did. I like the bottom half of the most creative team in the league, Team Megamark, with naming purposes. I like the bottom half of his lineup quite a bit, actually. I think he strokes out a victory with Deshaun Watson at the helm.
It's going to be sweaty, no doubt.
Ben's just picking the teams that he can get a little rub in.
No, I honestly like it. Like Barkley over Pacheco, obviously, for the other side, and Chase over McLaurin. But like Olave,
would you say that the ending will make you happy?
I think someone's gonna be happy.
Great.
All right. Alexa agrees.
Alexa agrees.
Evan Engram over Gerald Everett, I like that. And then, like, I don't know what DJ Moore is doing, but James Conner, I think, is going to be fine. Monty's going to be fine. Who knows what happens with the Tampa run game? The defenses are a wash. Not sure why we even have those. But I think Cousins struggles this week. Yeah, I don't know. And then Barkley could have a bad game. Who knows, man? Like, Pacheco's up against Houston. They suck.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the one that flips it.
So I'm going to take Egg Dodd because I disagree with just about everything you just said.
Wow. That's crazy.
I said just about. I agree with you that Engram, Connor, and Montgomery are better
than Everett, Moore, and
tight end in flex grouping.
Yeah,
but I think that Jamar Chase puts up monster numbers this week. I think Barkley has a good week, and I think Kirk Cousins against Indy. And Monty and I talked about it yesterday, that he has a pretty good week against what's not been a great defense. Jacobs against New England, I do think underperforms, but I still think he's going to get in the end zone and probably get to about 15 points. But I think
the bottom half, man, the bottom half is going to be the difference maker, because I think wide receiver goes to Ekdad, and then running back, I think, goes to Mega Mark. Quarterback, I think, goes to Mega Mark, and I think the bottom half goes to him too. Like, Chase and Olave have to outscore McLaurin and Metcalf by probably 6 to 8 points each for this to swing, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that Chase is going to outscore them, and he will give them, you know, probably 15 points. So I think he has a big week. I think we're back to, you know, to 30-point weeks from Jamar Chase. But all right, so we're 2-1 on that one. So moving to League 2, we got prone to injury and Tony M, and number 7 and Chow Man. So prone to injury, got Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Gibson, Devin Singletary, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, Donovan Peoples-Jones, George Pickens, and the Cowboys defense. And on his bench, he's got Marcus Mariota, Kyler Murray, Damian Harris, Travis Homer, Isaiah McKenzie, and Richie James. And Tony has Dak Prescott, Jamal Williams, Zeke, Stephon Diggs, DK Metcalf, Austin Hooper, Tyler Boyd, Josh Jacobs, and the Ravens defense. And on his bench is Taylor Heineke, Chase Edmonds, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Paris Campbell, and Noah Fant. Ben, who do you have in this matchup?
Tough, like, tough matchup. And this would have been even tougher if Kyler wasn't hurt. But I'm going to lead towards Tony. The wide receivers on both teams are really good. I think Jacobs, Zeke, and Williams just outweigh Gibson, Singletary, and Chris Moore by too much. Because I think Peoples-Jones and Tyler Boyd kind of are a wash. The tight end advantage goes to Prone, but the quarterback advantage heavily leans to Tony, in my opinion, for fantasy anyway. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Tony on this one.
Oh, he must have added Chris Moore.
Good ad.
While we were recording, he added him. So
yeah, good cool. ad. And then
missed that.
I'm looking through the roster. I'm like, oh, does he have anybody that he can get in there over Rodgers? Because if he had a better quarterback, like if Kyler was playing, mm-hmm. I'd be more split because I love his wide receivers.
I mean, I don't know. I might start Daniel Jones over fucking Rodgers.
Yeah, probably the running upside to get you there. Like if you need a shot, and you do. But yeah. Diggs and Jefferson, as they'll always be compared to each other, kind of are a wash. But St. Brown, I got St. Brown over Metcalf. I don't know. That's tough. Tough.
It's a tough good matchup.
I'm excited to see how that one works out. But I'm going to go Tony.
Mitch?
Yeah, I'd say this is the funnest matchup, honestly. And for a lot of reasons of what Ben said, I'd agree with him. But honestly, Prone's got such a fun team, right? Like, DPJ has been a revelation all season long. So, yeah, that's a really fun matchup. And personally, that's the one I'm looking most forward to seeing what ends up happening in this one.
All right. I am also taking Tony, so congratulations, Prone. You're probably in.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking, too.
No, I'm taking Tony. I think it just... he's got the better roster at this point in the season. Prone's had some injuries that got him here, and he's just lost guys at the last minute. So the other matchup, we've got number 7 has Deshaun Watson, Deontay Foreman, Tony Pollard, Chris Godwin, Tyler Lockett, David Njoku, Alvin Kamara, A.J. Brown, and the Packers defense. And on his bench, Leonard Fournette, Kyren Williams, Jordan Mason, Gabe Davis, Drake London, and Pat Freiermuth. On the other side, Chowman has Joe Burrow, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Adam Thielen, CeeDee Lamb, T.J. Hockenson, Christian Kirk, T. Higgins, and the Bills' defense. On his bench, Jimmy Garoppolo, Latavius Murray, Jacoby Myers, Van Jefferson, Nico Collins, and Cade Otton. Mitch, who are you looking at in this one?
Yeah, this is a really fun one, too, because number seven's got Drake London, who we were talking about earlier today. You know what? This is a boom-bust matchup, right? I feel like on either side, both teams have players that could just take off or they could just sink and just ruin their team, to be honest with you. Like, Etienne could just bust, right?
Very possible.
I mean, like, you have some players here that just, they may not stand a chance. I don't know. Ben, what are you thinking?
I hate to do it again, but, yeah, I'm laying this one on the table and giving this to number seven with the advantage at quarterback. I think just from running upside, Tampa defense is pretty good.
You think like Deshaun is going to get more points than Burrow?
Yeah.
I have like, imagine the Nick Young gif right now. Imagine that question mark Nick Young gif. That's me.
The running backs are close, but like you said, Etienne could bust. Harris hasn't been a superstar, really. Pollard has had pretty consistent performances all year.
Agreed.
Foreman's kind of up and down, but he does have some big home runs. I like Lamb over most of the wide receivers other than A.J. Brown sitting there sneakily in the flex spot down there, hiding. But I like Godwin over Higgins. I like Kamara over Kirk. Yeah, like it's tough, and he's got options on his bench with Gabe Davis sitting there, London sitting there.
I like number seven for a lot of the same reasons that you just said, but quarterback is not one of them.
Well, so the reason why I say that is the rushing upside from Deshaun Watson, getting back in to the game, another divisional game, but Baltimore doesn't have Lamar, so they're not going to be moving the ball like they normally would be. I think he's going to get a lot of time with the ball. They'll get a lot of possessions. And Burrow is playing in Tampa against a pretty good defense. Like, the defense isn't the problem on that team.
Burrow's also going to be rock hard to try and beat Tom Brady.
Maybe, but is he Brock Purdy? Like, I don't know.
We'll see. If you're asking that question, man, you got some problems, all right?
We'll see. You're taking Watson over Burrow?
Yeah, like I said, it's I'm laying this one on the table, but yeah, I'm taking Watson over Burrow, number seven for the victory.
We got a beer bet.
No fucking way.
I love it.
I will take Burrow all day long. Yeah. But I still think number seven wins. But I think Burrow outscores Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Mitch.
I'm accepting the beer bet. Let's go.
Mitch, which side are you on? Number seven or Chowman?
I'm 100% with you, Steve. Number seven. But yeah, Burrow over Deshaun. Ben, you're out of your mind.
You will see on tomorrow, 4:30.
All right. So last league, we'll move to League One, my league. First matchup, we'll go with the other one. We have Depremier going against Ryebread. And then my matchup is me against the Moosian. So Depremier has Jalen Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Leonard Fournette, Christian Kirk, Elijah Moore, Mark Andrews, Latavius Murray, Hollywood Brown, 49ers defense. On his bench, he's got James Robinson, Philip Dorsett, Tyler Boyd, Nico Collins, Gerald Everett, and the Patriots D. On Ryebread's side, he's got Dak Prescott, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mike Williams, Dalton Schultz, Alan Lazard, T. Higgins, the Eagles defense. His bench, he's got Justin Fields, Raheem Mostert, Kareem Hunt, DeMarcus Robinson, Curtis Samuel, and Drake London. Who are you guys picking in this one? Of the five leagues and the matchups we talked about, this is the closest one. with a 0.05 point projection difference. Yeah. So we had the one that was half a point. This one's 0.05.
Yeah. So there's a couple things that I think are going to change as far as this projections go. Like, I think Hollywood's going to go down. Tough defense, no quarterback. You already know I'm out on Latavius Murray. Elijah Moore needs to get out of there, and he doesn't have a lot to replace him with, especially if Tyler Boyd doesn't play. I think I'm going to lean on Rybrid to win this one pretty handily, even though I think Hurts could, if he pulls off like a big game again, could sway it, but I think Rye wins this one.
Mitch?
Yeah, I think if you close your eyes on Swift and like squint a little bit, I think this is a really good team. So I'm with Rye Brett as well. Even Higgins plays a big impact here. I don't want to underplay that. But having, like, it's funny, Drake London and Higgins, like two players that have really come up all episode today, both have a really big impact here, right? I mean, if Higgins plays, that's huge. If not, you probably put Drake London in over Curtis Samuel, am I right? And then you gotta hope for a boom game there. So sweaty, but give me the sweaty Rye for sure.
I will take Depremier.
Oh, you contrarian.
Yep. I think Hurts can carry him to the extra points. And if Taylor hits this week, which he should.
I totally get that.
I think that's enough to get him over the top, because he can move Marquise Brown into the wide receiver spot and even throw Gerald Everett into the flex if he had to. You know, if Boyd ended up not playing or you don't trust him. So he's got a couple of options there. I definitely would take Elijah Moore out, but hey, there's some upside there and we're taking chances. You got to get a win. So we'll move on to the last teams, and first team is mine. I've got Joe Burrow, Austin Eckler, Nick Chubb, Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase, George Kittle, Jerry Jeudy, Miles Sanders, and the Panthers defense. On my bench, I have Deshaun Watson, Rex Burkhead, Tyler Algier, Chris Godwin, DJ Moore, and the Browns defense. On the other side, the Moosian has Ryan Tannehill. His first running back spot is currently empty. Saquon Barkley, Julio Jones, Mari Cooper, David Njoku, Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki, and the Bills defense. On his bench, Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson, Cordarrelle Patterson, Cam Akers, Antonio Gibson, and Darren Waller. So I would anticipate he puts Gibson in, but I'm not sure. So Ben,
well, so even though you got the wrong quarterback in, I think you don't need to start a quarterback to win this matchup. Yeah, Moose is up against it with who they got. They got to throw Akers, Gibson, or Patterson into the RB2 spot. That's not attractive. Julio, you kind of have to leave him in there, or you bump Tyreek Hill up there, and then you're starting another one of those running backs or Julio Jones. That's not super attractive. Losing Lamar was huge, I think, to this team, because Carr and Tannehill aren't going to do it. And then your team is loaded, like Eckler, Chubb, Chase, Kittle, Sanders, Watson, like, and Burrow, like that. I don't know who let you do this. I need to monitor these leagues a little bit more next year for the collusion.
That's hey, I'm glad you here. Said it, yeah. Tommy, my friend.
Holy moly. I'm about to go look up some transactions and see what the heck happened over here.
Most of my stuff was all waivers, dude.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. Yeah, you got Jamar Chase, Austin Eckler, Nick Chubb all on waivers.
I drafted Chase. I drafted Chubb. I traded for Eckler.
That's wild.
I had that three-way trade earlier in the year with
you gave up nothing to get Kittle and Eckler. Was Eckler dead at that point?
Kittle was probably dead at that point.
Kittle was dead at that point.
Every other piece in this trade on both other sides is irrelevant.
So all the trades in this league were made by me. So I got Kittle and Eckler. I gave up Carr and Joku and Henderson.
What does that mean?
No, it means someone doesn't want to ship his helmet anywhere, I'll tell you that.
like, what is Eric that?
Carr. No, I just, hey, I just made moves. So I also traded with Luke. I got Jerry Jeudy. I sent him Michael Carter. He needed a running back at the time, and Jeudy was sucking. And then
this trade, this Eckler-Kittle trade changed the whole league.
Okay, yeah. So I think
like Carr's useless.
So we're gonna take Akers you.
Is useless, and Joku has been fine, but he's been hurt a lot. Brady is useless. Hunter Henry's useless, and Daryl Hunter's not even on a team for the RB one and what tight end four. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah,
huge trade.
At the time, it wasn't October.
Early. Fuck.
Yeah, it was early. That was crazy. Early in the season. At the time, it wasn't as impactful, but it is now. But I also traded and got, I just traded and got Miles Sanders. So I've been working trades right up to the deadline to try and get depth and stuff to get into the playoffs. I didn't even know if I was going to make it. And then I was able to pull out two wins at the end. But
poor Moose up against it this week. Needs one of those 50-point Tyreek Hill weeks or something.
I mean, we have 4-8-6 teams, and we have two good 7-7 teams that didn't make it, or 3-7-7 teams that didn't make it. So,
yeah, it looks like Moosey limped in a little bit on some injuries. Cup going down, Waller going down, going down.
Moose was
he was 8-4.
He was leading the leagues, all the leagues in points for quite a while.
Yeah.
Then he got some injuries and hasn't been able to recover. Some down games and.
It's tough. I hope you beat your ass, but I don't see it happening.
I don't think it's going to happen. I was hoping for a good game. Like, obviously, he's going to put in somebody to fill that running back spot. So I'm hoping
if he doesn't fill the spot,
I'm hoping it's close. I will put somebody in there because I want it to be fair. But yeah,
I have a question. So we skipped it, but I didn't see. Brian's team in the playoffs. Does he have a week one bye?
He does.
So he was a one or two seed?
He is the where is he at? He's got a bye. He is the 12 seed.
Oh, my bad.
I take that back. He's the 11 seed.
My bad.
Got four wins.
That's better than three, right?
At least he can't lose this week.
He can't. He cannot lose this week. So Brian can finish. So the worst that he can finish, I believe, is what? Ninth? Tenth.
Yeah.
The worst he can finish is 10th.
Yeah, he could be in the 9-10 game. No, he could be in the last place game because it's reverse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So he could finish.
He could be last. I could see that.
So good luck, Brian. I know you won't let us down.
Love you, buddy.
You know who else wasn't in the playoffs? Eric and Connor.
Man,
so only two of us.
Carrying the show, carrying the leagues. Love it.
Only two of us. So, but Eric also has a bye.
Oh my God.
And I think Connor's playing. Yeah, Connor's got a matchup. So he couldn't even earn a bye. I mean, what's wrong, dude? Disappointing.
If you're going to finish last.
Yeah, go all in.
Go all the way.
All right. So that's going to wrap up the playoff recap for week 15. All right. So that's going to do us for week 15, episode 2. Mitch, thanks for joining us. Been good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure Bill's very happy that you've come on and apologize for ruining his season. Pushing him into the playoffs by tanking when you played against him both times.
I do what I can to help friend, you know?
Got to do what we can to help out, right? Any parting words for the listeners before we go?
No, not really. If you know any advanced manufacturers out there, contact me.
I love it. The guy's selling himself.
I guess.
Fantastic.
Got to do what you got to do. Ben.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. Good luck in your playoff matchups. Don't forget about those Saturday lineups. And keep those Saturday players in your main slots. Save those flexes for later adjustments, especially with this rash of injuries we've had this season. Find me on Twitter at DaydreamingFF and on Sleeper at Rockstar12. Looking forward to the rest of the playoffs this year and getting into NFL draft season after the Super Bowl. Can't wait.
Yeah, like Ben said, good luck in your playoffs, guys. You can find me on Sleeper at Solinator. You can email us for the show at dddfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Visit us on the website at www.daydreamingdegenerates.com. We have a Facebook. Just search for the Daydreaming Degenerates. And we also have a Patreon if you want to support the show. You can find us on the Patreon at just search for the Daydreaming Degenerates as well. Get you guys in for the Saturday games. Make sure you put them in the running back wide receiver spots. Keep the floodgates open for the Sunday games. In case you need to make a quick move, keep an eye on the Saturday games going forward. Good luck in your playoff matches. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.